God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. All right, so if you have a Bible, let me encourage you to get it because we'll be talking about it, but it'd be good if you have it for you actually to see it so you can see what we're drawing this from. Leviticus 19, and this again is, in my Bible, it just says laws concerning personal conduct, and indeed that is, and there's a variety of things that God addresses here with the people of Israel as they've come out of Egypt and are going towards Canaan. Leviticus 19:14 is but an example of the kind of things that God gives to the nation. Verse 14 says, "Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God, I am the Lord." So don't trip the blind, don't curse those who cannot hear, do not curse the deaf. So let me ask you a question, who is this about? If I were to trip a blind person, would he know who had done it? If I were to yell curses at a person that could not hear, would they know who had said it? Or would they know that I had said anything at all? Maybe they would not. So why is this so important? Because it's not about you, and it's not even specifically, strictly about the person in question. It is about God. And if you belong to God, your actions belong to Him. And so you ought to communicate with your life what is true about your relationship with God. The verse ends by saying, but in contrast to tripping the blind or cursing the deaf, you shall fear thy God, I am the Lord. This entire chapter is all about that. In fact, I won't bore you. We don't have the time. But essentially, every other verse has this refrain, I am the Lord your God. Verse 1 says this, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. A couple times he says, don't profane hallowed things. Don't trample under your foot something that is set apart, something that is special, something that belongs to God. So the bottom line is this, and by the way, it bookends the chapter. The last verse in the chapter says, therefore, in light of all these things that he's given, therefore shall ye observe all my statutes, God says, and all my judgments, that is, it's God's discernment, God's judgment, God's thoughts about issues, not mine, and do them. Why? I am the Lord. So it talks about your relationship with your parents. It talks about your relationship with the blind and the deaf. It talks about your relationship with your neighbor. It talks about your relationship with those who are foreigners and are living among you and how we're to treat them. And the bottom line is who God is should inform who you are or how you act or how you are. Who God is should inform my thoughts, my words, and my actions. It's not merely about the other person. Now, it is about them at the end of the day. They're valuable because God created them, just as God created you, and you are valuable. You are of value. But how I treat them says something about how I esteem God. You know, it's interesting. Again, in verse 12, the Bible says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Who would know if I hated my brother, but it was in my heart? Eventually, he might, but if he never did, God knows. That's the whole point. This is not about you. It's not about your neighbor or a foreigner or your parents. It's about God. The Bible says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. A lot of times we bear grudges against people that know nothing about the grudge we carry. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We hear that in the New Testament once again. Why? I am the Lord. You know, years ago, I have two sisters, and so I love my sisters. I do now, and I did, believe it or not, when I was a kid. But there were times when, shall we say, I was not the perfect gentleman to my sisters. And when those occasions occurred, my dad would come down on me, or my mom would come down on me for that matter. Why? Was it because they were precious and innocent all the time? No, emphatically not, although maybe I was less innocent at times. The point is that my dad address this because it really wasn't about me and it wasn't ultimately about my sisters. It was about me and my dad. It was about me and my mom. I had a relationship with my dad that informed all my other relationships. And friend, the same is true with you. If you know God as your Father, Jew or Gentile, if you are in Christ, then who God is should inform how you are.